In Iraq today, the United States released more than 300 inmates from Abu Ghraib prison, bringing the total released this year to 800. Also today, four Egyptian engineers were kidnapped by gunmen. No one has yet taken responsibility. 1 week ago today, Iraqi security officer Adel Nasser died, one of more than 30 Iraqis killed in Election Day violence. Nasser had grabbed a suspicious-looking man trying to rush into a polling station when the man detonated explosives he'd wrapped around his waist. NPR's Emily Harris visited his family in Baghdad and found them sad but proud of what he did.
On a wall along the crowded street where Adel Nasser's family lives, a black cloth banner hangs in his memory. It calls him a martyr, a hero, the victim of a cowardly terrorist act. Just outside his house, his seven-year-old daughter, Martada, plays grown-up. She's sweeping the sidewalk with a child-sized broom, as she's seen the women of her family do many times. Martada is dressed all in pink, pink pants, a pink shirt, fake pink flowers in her dark hair. One pink toenail pokes through a hole in her sock. Inside, women covered in black are gathered around 29-year-old widow Hanan Kalam. Only her eyes, nose, and mouth show.
I'm very, very proud of him, being an Iraqi woman. What he has done is too great. And this is the duty of every Muslim.
Kalam had voted last Sunday morning at the school three blocks away her husband was guarding. He voted too, then walked her out, saying he was hungry. He asked her to bring her back some food. She was in her family's small kitchen, preparing potatoes, tomatoes, and bread, and didn't hear the explosion at 11:40 a.m. that killed him and seven other people, including the bomber. She didn't find out he had died until 2 hours later.
No one told me that he died. Everyone I asked him, he said, no, he got just a slight injuries and he's in the hospital, how it will come. At 2 o'clock when his brother went to see him, he came and told me himself that he's dead.
This family is poor. The widow, Kalam, and her three children share one small concrete room. Her parents have another, and a brother with his wife and family, the third. At the family sink outside in a tiny courtyard, Kalam's sister rinses her face and arms in preparation for prayer. American military helicopters drone overhead. Kalam received over $2,000 from the Iraqi government as compensation for her husband Nasser's death. She'll also get help from his family. One of Nasser's brothers, 20-year-old Thamer, is a member of the National Guard. He had been sent to Mosul to guard a polling station and just got back.
Every time I see my town, please be careful. Your duty is too dangerous. And every time he sees me, he is telling me, please be careful, your duty is too dangerous too.
Kids at the school where Nasser died play, oblivious to the deaths here a week ago, and even the election, what many Iraqis say was a day of rebirth for their country. Today, a new plaque was installed here, changing the name of the school to Martyr Adel Nasser. Showing her children that plaque is one way the widow Kalam will explain to her children who their father was. Her daughter and a 10-year-old son know he's gone, but the baby, 3-year-old Kara, doesn't understand. He's crying, burrowing his head into his mother's lap. When he's older, she says, she'll explain to him how his father saved many Iraqi voters from being killed and just how brave a man he was. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.